The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Ty Rushing of the Northwest Iowa Review. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Yes, thank you, Senator, for taking time to talk with us today. Now, my question is about the Mueller investigation. I see in a release about you wanting that to become public. Could you tell us a little bit about that and your thoughts?
Sure. There's several reasons, but number one, this ended up, the latest figure, a lot more expensive than I thought it would be, $41 million. The public ought to know what they're getting for their $41 million. Also, the president thinks it ought to be released. Barr, the attorney general, said during his hearing he's going to release all he can. So let me kind of define my way of all that he can. Law would prohibit any grand jury information from being made public. That's what the law is. For privacy purposes, you shouldn't identify anybody that was totally innocent so that their reputation's hurt. And then the other one would be anything dealing with national security and intelligence, because you shouldn't let your enemies know what you know about them. So everything else should be made public, and I think that everything else will be made public.
Thank you.
Ty?
Okay. So I saw that you had a tweet about this, just kind of like welcoming the end of the investigation. What is it like for the GOP? Because I know the president's kind of been under their crosshairs during this. I guess, is it kind of a relief for you guys in the party?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I think it's a complete relief for the president. He came to our caucus today, and I'll bet he doesn't come to a Republican caucus more than a couple times a year, and he's already been here once this year, and he kind of came in to say thank you, and I'm not sure exactly that he was clear that the thank you, but it was probably for people sticking with him through the Russian investigation and things like that. He did make some appeals for us to help solve some health-related problems. He talked a little bit about trade, but nothing in depth. And he started to take questions when I had the leaves, but I don't believe there would be very many questions. Let's go to Nikki.
Senator, 56 Iowa counties will receive federal disaster assistance. You know, could you tell us how necessary that is for us to receive that federal help here in Iowa?
Yeah. The federal government the last 60, 70, 80 years has took a position of being an insurer of last resort. Most of that insurance comes through what we call FEMA programs, which those laws have been on the books for a long time. They get seldom changed. It's just a question, is the money available? And we start out with some money in the pot. When the pot dries up, there's really no partisan or individual dispute. Very seldom is there any dispute, so you kind of put the money up on a consensus basis. Then when you do that, that takes care of almost all of the disaster relief that needs to be made. And then there's some that isn't provided in FEMA. And one category of that would be agricultural losses. So we're working on a disaster bill, not for Iowa and Nebraska right now, because we don't have figures on those losses for Iowa and Nebraska. And by the way, that's eventually going to affect agriculture all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico before the summer's out. So we have a disaster bill up for the disasters that were occurred by the fires in California last year. We've got some up for agricultural losses in the southeast of the United States. There's others. What we have done on a conditional basis, so people will know that we're going to take care of the Missouri and Mississippi losses to agriculture, it's provided for in the bill, but you can't put the money in the bill. So let's, is it Nikki, or who did I do?
I'd be next, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Ty.
Okay, so Senator, since June, we've had three major flooding events here in northwest Iowa, and these used to be spread out a lot more. Do you think that's a sign of climate change or something else?
Well, I have no scientific way of relating it to climate change, but we know climate change happens. We know there's global warming because you can measure that. Whether or not it's exceptional, it's warmed up some. It's leveled off in the last 20 years, so there hasn't been much warming since, I believe, 1998, even though we've had some of the hottest summers recently. But the average over the 20 years isn't like it was for the 50 years before the turn of the century. So I would just simply say that I don't know, but we do have a global warming problem we have to deal with, and we've dealt with it very effectively in Iowa because we have greenhouse gas down to a 2005 level. We used to follow Europe. Europe's plateaued now. I think we're better than they are. And if the United States eliminated all greenhouse gases, it wouldn't do much good, with the tremendous good that would come with China, India, Indonesia, and Brazil did exactly what we're doing. But as the father of the wind energy tax credit and a leader in alternative energy, I'm very much in favor of what we've done. And if you want to know what our plan ought to be for the future, continue the good work we're already doing. Nikki?
Senator, can you talk about the IRS penalty relief for the first filing season since tax reform?
Pretty simple. Let's suppose you didn't withhold enough. If you didn't withhold enough, which I think would be 90% of what you paid last year, then you'd have a big penalty. Because of the new tax laws, we're not going to have penalty applied to anybody unless they were cheating. For these disasters we have in Iowa, we've also got word from the IRS and Treasury Department that people that can't pay their taxes because of these natural disasters, they're not going to have a penalty either. They're going to have to pay their taxes, but they're not going to have to pay a penalty. Ty, I think you'll have the last question.
Okay. Obviously, here back in Iowa, it's clear it's 2020 with all the Democratic candidates visiting. And obviously, I know you're not going to endorse any of them, but I was wondering, have any of them managed to impress you?
Yeah, I think Klobuchar has. She knows probably more about agriculture than any of the rest of them. She's a Midwesterner. She doesn't have the extremist socialist views of a lot of the people that are candidates. And I think if she were running, if she runs in Iowa like kind of a favorite daughter of the Midwest, she could do well in Iowa. Thank you all very much for participating.
Thank you, Senator.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Nikki and Ty, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.